Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Opening today's edition of I've Heard That Song Before was the Bobby Hackett Quartet, a recording from 1959. They brought us the George and Ira Gershwin composition Embraceable You, a particularly lovely tune. And joining Bobby and his quartet, Bobby of course on trumpet, were Dave McKenna, Bob Carter and Dick Scott. And I think you'll agree, a lovely interpretation of that. Great standard. Well, they opened this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we've got an array of recordings from the late 1930s through to the early 1960s. Some wonderful orchestras and small groups, and also some delightful vocalists. And we're going to move on now to 19, or actually we're going to move back to 1936, when the swing era was in swing, pardon the pun. And we're going to hear from the Benny Goodman Orchestra. And they're bringing us a recording of the jazz standard Bugle Call Rag. It was written by Billy Myers and Jack Pettis, along with Elmer Scherbel. Benny Goodman, of course, with his orchestra, and all jam-packed with wonderful musicians, was a very prominent feature on the swing-era landscape. Then we'll go to 1947, to a lovely voice belonging to Buddy Clark. He was getting towards the peak of his career at this stage, and noted for his rich voice, lovely baritone, and very relaxed delivery. And he did a beautiful job on ballads. He'd also had a rather nice jazz style, which we heard occasionally on his 1930 recordings. Well, we'll hear him today from 1947 with the Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein composition, You Are Never Away. And that was composed for the musical Allegro. Buddy, as I say, recorded that in 1947. Then back to 1938, to Ethel Waters. Well, a very noted vocalist, a very popular one too. And she's joining us today with the song Baby, What Else Can I Do? Written by Walter Hirsch and Gerald Marx. And we'll start with Benny Goodman and his orchestra, Bugle Call Rag.
From your home in my heart, there is no never a day when you don't play a part. In a word that I say, or a sight that I see, you are never away, and I'll never be free. You're the smile on my face, or a song that I sing. You're a rainbow I chase on a morning in spring. You're a star in the lace of a wild willow tree, in the green leafy lace of a wild willow tree. But tonight you're no star, nor a song that I sing. In my arms where you are sweeter than spring. In my arms where you are, clinging closely to me, you are lovelier by far than I dreamed you could be. Tonight you're no star, nor a song that I sing. In my arms where you are sweeter than spring. In my arms where you are, clinging closely to me, you are lovelier by far than I dreamed you could be.
Someday we'll live in a mansion out where pastures are green, but even in a small room just a little hall room. You'll be the king and I'll be the queen. So please take my heart just for a start till dreams come true. Baby, baby, what else can I do?
And that was Ethel Walters from 1938, Baby, What Else Can I Do? Written by Walter Hirsch and Gerald Marx. Buddy Clark joined us from 1947, You Are Never Away, written by Rodgers and Hammerstein. And we started out with Benny Goodman and his orchestra, a lively version of the jazz standard Bugle Call Rag from 1936. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And every Sunday at this time, we listen to music from the old days, from the 20s through to the 60s. And today is no exception. And we're going to go to 1945 for our next number, which is a classic piece, Tea for Two, written by Vince Heumann and Sid Caesar. It'll be brought to us by Bud Freeman and his All-Star Orchestra. A very fine lineup: Bud on tenor sax, Joe Sullivan on piano, Carmen Mastron on guitar, Sid Weiss on bass, and George Wetling on drums. We'll hear their interpretation of that jazz standard. Then to 1948, and to a very fine singer called Tony Martin. A lovely baritone. He was going strong around this time, 1948. And he's going to bring us his rendition of the Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerstein composition, Make Believe. Well, this was introduced in the stage musical Showboat in 1927, and also featured in the film of that musical in 1936, where it was sung by Alan Jones. And we'll hear it today from Tony Martin. And then to one of the loveliest voices of the century, and that had to belong to Doris Day. Well, she'd started out in the 1940s singing with Les Brown and his orchestra, perhaps a little bit on the jazz side. And Doris, later on in her career, continued, of course, with her singing career, more in the mainstream. But she could do the jazz just as well. Well, this is 1951, and she's bringing us a song called You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. Was written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin for the film 42nd Street. Well, Doris is joined in the studio that day by the Norman Luboff Choir, the Buddy Cole Trio, and an orchestra led by Frank Comstock. And that will be Doris Day with You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. And we'll start off with Bud Freeman's and his All-Star Orchestra, 1945, Tea for Two.
Thank you. could make believe I love you. Only make believe that you love me. Others find peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we make believe our lips are blending in a phantom kiss, or two or three? Might as well make believe I love you, for to tell the truth, I do.
To act just like a drug, you're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms, I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone, but now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away, I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone, but now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my very own. Oh, I can't break away, I'm a would stab you every day as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You're getting to be a habit with me.
You've just been listening to Doris Day from 1951. You're getting to be a habit with me. Written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. Tony Martin brought us Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's composition Make Believe, work from 1948. And we started out with Bud Freeman and his all-star orchestra, Tea for Two. They recorded that in 1945. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and we're here at the University of Ottawa, and I'm bringing you music from the 1930s through to the 1960s this morning. We're going to start this half of the program with Nat King Cole, from 1945. He and his trio are going to join us with Jimmy McHugh's and Dorothy Field's composition, Don't Blame Me. And then we're going to go forward to 1959, and we're going to hear from Ella Fitzgerald. What a voice. Perhaps a preeminent female jazz vocalist of the century. And she left us many, many recordings for which we are truly grateful. A lot of them come from her songbook series of the work of the great songwriters. And that's what we'll hear this morning, a tune from the George and Ira Gershwin songbook from 1959, as I mentioned. It's called Somebody from Somewhere. And she's joined by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. And then we're going to hear from Johnny Desmond. I don't feature him as often as I should on the show, so today we're making up for that. He's joining us with the Page Cavanaugh Trio, and they'll bring us a song written by William Reed and Buddy Kay called I'll Close My Eyes. And that was recorded, I believe, in the 1950s. So we'll start now with Nat King Cole and his trio, Don't Blame Me.
Don't blame falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see? When you do the things you do, I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling. Don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me want someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melts in my arms. But don't blame me. Thank you. your kiss, as sweet as a kiss can be. And blame all your charms, it melts in my arms, but don't blame me.
Close my eyes. each lovely day. And through the years, those moments when we're apart, I'll close my eyes and see you with my
listening to Johnny Desmond with the Page Cavanaugh Trio, I'll Close My Eyes. Before that, Ella Fitzgerald from 1959, from one of her legendary songbooks of the great songwriters, Somebody from Somewhere, written by George and Ira Gershwin, and she was accompanied by Nelson Riddle and his orchestra. And we started out with Nat King Cole and his trio. Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields wrote the song, and it's called Don't Blame Me. This is I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, on your dial at 89.1 FM, and we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning, as I said, songs from the 30s through to the 60s. And our next song is from 1956, Robert Farnon and his orchestra. Well, of course, Robert Farnon, a very noted conductor and composer of light classical music, also had a jazz band and often accompanied a lot of the singers that were around in pieces that he'd arranged himself from the major songwriters. Well, we'll hear him this morning with his orchestra. I don't believe he has a vocalist with him today. This is an instrumental, and it's called Sunny Side Up. And it was written by Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown, Ray Henderson. Beautiful orchestration of Robert Farnon. And then to 1964, to a young man who was becoming very popular at this time, and that's Bobby Darin. Well, he's probably best known for his work as a pop artist, with popular music, rather. But he also recorded some albums of the jazz and popular music standards from years gone by. The great songwriters, and we'll hear one of them. This is Call Me Irresponsible. Bobby recorded it in 1964 with the Billy May Orchestra. It was written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn, and it won the Best Song Oscar for 1963. And then following Bobby, we'll go to 1957, and Peggy Lee, she of the beautiful jazz style and the silky tones, and she's going to bring us a song written by Rodgers and Hart, Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart, My Heart Stood Still. And that will be Peggy Lee. And we'll hear now from Robert Farnon and his orchestra from 1956, Sunny Side Up.
Thank you. Irresponsible, call me unreliable, throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever, I just adore you. Call unpredictable, tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true that I predictable. Tell me that I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. You go ahead and call me irresponsible. I admit I'm unreliable, but it is undeniably true that I'm irresponsibly mad for you.
I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk, my lips could move and talk, and yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my unfelt clasp of hands told me so well. when my heart stood still.
And we'll hear from Billie Holiday and a pretty fine jazz group from 1936. These Foolish Things is the song. It was written by Harry Link, Jack Strachey, and Holt Marvel. And Billy's joined in the studio that day, 1936, Jonah Jones on trumpet, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Harry Carney on baritone sax, piano from Teddy Wilson, who also arranged the music, Lawrence Lucy on guitar, John Kirby on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. To the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I do hope you enjoyed our selections for you from days gone by. Do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for this afternoon. And we have one more song for you today, and we'll hear Honeysuckle Rose from 1937, brought to us by its composer, Fats Waller. Well, Fats, of course, had that wonderful piano style, a fantastic entertainment style, and was also a very prolific composer. This is one of his own compositions, and he's going to bring it to us this morning from 1937. Here's Honeysuckle Rose.